Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai has denied saying she was sexually assaulted. In November, a message appeared on her social media account saying that a former top Chinese Communist Party official had forced her into sex. Recently, the Lianhe Zaobao Chinese language newspaper published a video of Peng. The publication said the video was taken Sunday in Shanghai. In the video, Peng said she had been staying at home in Beijing, but was free to come and go as she chose. Peng told the newspaper, "First of all, I want to emphasize something that is very important. I have never said that I wrote that anyone sexually assaulted me. I need to emphasize this point very clearly." The reporter did not ask how or why the long and detailed message appeared on November 2nd. The reporter also did not ask whether another person used Peng's account without her approval. The newspaper said it talked with Peng at an event for the Beijing Winter Olympic Games. The games begin on February 4th. The video shows her standing outside a ski competition in Shanghai. Peng dropped out of public view after she accused 75-year-old Zhang Gaoli of sexual wrongdoing. He is a former vice premier and member of the party's powerful Politburo Standing Committee. The social media message with the accusation was quickly removed from Weibo, a Chinese social media service. But images of the accusation quickly spread across China's internet. Supporters are concerned about Peng's safety. The Women's Tennis Association, or WTA, announced it was canceling all events in China. Following the release of the message, the three-time Olympian and former Wimbledon champion appeared at a tennis event in Beijing. She was seen waving and writing her name on tennis balls for children. The foreign arm of Chinese state TV also issued a statement in English, which it said was from Peng. That statement denied Peng's accusation against Zhang. However, WTA head Steve Simon questioned whether the emailed statement came from Peng. Others said it only increased their concern about her safety. In the Lianhe Zaobao, Peng said she wrote the statement in Chinese, and it was later turned into English. She said that there was no major difference in meaning between the two versions. Zhang was a top official working with President and party leader Xi Jinping. He has not appeared in public or commented on Peng's accusation. Simon said the WTA board of directors, players, and financial backers supported the move to stop the women's tennis competitions in China. It was the strongest public stand against China taken by a sports body, and one that could cost the WTA millions of dollars. Simon has made repeated calls for China to carry out an investigation into the 35-year-old Peng's accusations. The WTA wants to speak directly with the former number one ranked doubles player. The International Olympic Committee has dealt with the matter in a different way. Its top officials say they believe Peng is fine after a video call with her. I'm Jill Robbins.